Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we're taking a look at what Americans see regarding the future of America. And we were taking a look at the fact that some are saying that the increasing diversity of America will be bad for America's customs and values because they'll be weakened. So you have quite a few people in America who are totally against the idea of steps being taken that will increase the income gap. And some people are probably foreseeing that the day will come when, with more people of color numbering our population, you'll have more people who are going to be voting for politicians who will make decisions that are designed to decrease the income gap. You'll have some people who will support that, and you'll have others who will be absolutely opposed to it. Just like right now, you have some people who are opposed to that income gap and the policies that politicians pass that lead to the income gap. You have those who are opposed to policies that increase the income gap. These are all American values. It simply depends on which values you're looking at. So when you're talking about American customs and American values being weakened, what exactly are we talking about with regards to this weakening of American customs and values? Yeah, there's going to be just an issue where maybe some of this weakening will be good. If it's a weakening of the customs and values that lead to the oppression of people, that's something to consider. But we definitely need to be realizing that when we talk about weakening American customs and values, in reality, America does not have just one set of customs associated with one set of values. The American nation that is filled with a mix of Americans is also in a country with a mix of customs and values. So keep that in mind as you think about the possibility, maybe even the probability, of American customs and values being, quote unquote, weakened with increasing diversity of the population. The public views another projected change in the demographic contours of America. And so positive perspective. By 2050, people ages 65 and older are predicted to outnumber those younger than 18. You have these two groups, 65 and older, 18 and younger. And they're predicting that by 2050, that older population will outnumber that younger population. And 56% of all adults say that that will be bad for the country. The older population, 65 and older, outnumbering the younger population, 18 and under, will be bad for the country. In the face of these problems and threats, the majority of Americans have little confidence that the federal government / their elected officials are up to meeting the major challenges that lie ahead. Let me ask you this about the older population outnumbering the younger population. It was by design that for years and years and years, China had a growing elderly population with not enough, well, with a diminishing size of young people to come behind that elderly population that would eventually die off. Although China has over a billion in their population, there's concern about the health and the welfare of the nation overall as a result of the fact that they've been killing so many of their babies for decades. as they tried to limit the growth of the population. By killing so many of their babies, they unintentionally, probably without realizing they were doing it, began to diminish the growth of the young population. And there's some concern now about what they're going to do in decades to come when they don't have as many young people to replace that aging population that will be dying off. By 2050, in America, people 65 and older are predicted to outnumber the people who are 18 and younger. Will we find ourselves at some point in a grave situation, somewhat similar to what China's going through? My guess is only if the situation lasts as long as that for as China experience has lasted. But it's something to be thinking about even now. Are we going to do what we can to help young people be strong, healthy, vibrant, be able to get good jobs that pay well, and offer an overall good lifestyle for their families? Or will the young people continue to struggle to get good jobs, even with college degrees, college educations? And then decide, well, you know what? No one is telling us we have to stop having babies. That's what was done in China. You can't have any more than two. And they determine what gender. But if people voluntarily say, and I mean scores and scores, millions and millions of young people all across the country start saying, you know what? No babies for me. It's too hard to make it in this society. You can't get a good paying job, etc. What happens if that persists for years? We're not going to have babies. It's too tough. Will we find ourselves in a situation similar to that of China? Not because the government said you can't have any more babies, but because the people themselves say not having any more babies, it makes life too difficult. Can't afford them. 8 in 10 Americans say they're worried about the way government in Washington works, including 49% who are very worried. And isn't it interesting that we have so many from amongst we the people who insist on voting only for politicians who they know are opposed to compromising, negotiate.